The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
Get a recount and audits in every place it's needed, which is, frankly, most of the country.
So there are recounts going on right now. We know that in Georgia, you have a list of numbers of ballots with only Joe Biden on the ticket. You say it's 98,000 ballots in Pennsylvania, 80 to 90,000 in Georgia, another 42,000 in Arizona, 69 to 115,000 in Michigan, and 62,000 in Wisconsin. Sydney, if this is true, this appears systemic. Where is the Department of Justice? Where is the AG Bill Barr? If this is so obvious, then why aren't we seeing massive government investigations?
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Well, and the obvious answer is that the government itself is complicit in this deal. They wanted Donald Trump to be defeated in 2020. The deep state working both within the power structures of the entrenched bureaucracy of the United States, worked with the DNC and with various organizations and entities to be able to complete this deal and to make sure, as I told you in June of 2020, I said they're going to use the blue city centers to flip the red battleground states or the purple battleground states in favor of the Democrat candidate. And that is the way they're going to effect the steal of the 2020 election. And indeed, that is exactly what happened. You heard about talk about recounts right there. Recounts do not matter if you're recounting the same fraudulent ballots and the fake ballots. And that has always that's always been the case. It's our privilege to have Sidney Powell, Attorney Sidney Powell, in studio, and I need to clarify because I misspoke. You are not Trump's attorney, but you were fighting in his interests in the election battle and the dispute and the contest of the 2020 election result.
Yeah, my goal was to represent the people of the United States of America that had their votes cast aside and wiped out by the fraud.
Yes,
and of course that aligned with having President Trump continue in the presidency. But you're right, yes. I never actually represented him for reasons that are privileged.
I misspoke in the way that I characterized that, and so I apologize to you.
Thank you.
No, wanted to go back and just clarify to make sure that we leave no doubt about it. Let's revisit the point that I just mentioned. Maria Bartiromo talking about recounts. From the outset, it should have been obvious to anybody with two neurons to rub together. If you're counting the same fraudulent ballots, the result's going to come back the same.
Exactly.
And so anybody from William Barr on down who says that there's, you know, the ballots are correct and that the counts are correct would actually be speaking the truth. But that wasn't the point. The point is the ballots themselves were the fraud.
Exactly. And think of it, well, there were actually multiple kinds of fraud. There was an algorithm, we believe, that was run through the machines that shaved votes from yes. Trump and gave them to Biden. So it would weight a Biden vote at something like 1.25 and count a Trump vote as 0.75.
Yes.
There should never be fractionalized votes, but yet those were seen on the reports.
Yeah, and the weighting, the ability of the machines, both at the machine level and at the network level, to weight those totals, that's beyond doubt.
It is. Point. It's a feature of the machine. It's in the training manuals, the manuals that show how the machines work. It was advertised as a feature of the machine.
Why? And I know that you've asked this question publicly, but let's revisit it again. Why in the world would a company that is in charge of manufacturing products for election integrity or manufacturing products to be used in elections, why would they ever include a performance feature like that in their machine?
It boggles my mind. The only reason I can see to include it is to do exactly what happened here. And according to the affidavit of one of the witnesses that we interviewed very early, right after the election, that's what the system was created to do.
This is training wheels for dictatorships to be able to put in place the opportunity for them to actually steal power in exactly the way that they did in the United States. And yes. When you realize the depth of that, ladies and gentlemen, you understand how artfully and how every single puzzle piece fits neatly together. The only thing that makes sense logically from a flowchart perspective is the intentionality of the evil that was employed in this 2020 election. We're down to the bottom of the hour break. We'll come back. Our continuing conversation with attorney Sidney Powell on this special edition of the Shad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Shad Olson Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.